The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, I said I wasn't going to say anything else about Afghanistan, but during the break, I watched a little bit of the press briefing with Jen Psaki, the press secretary. She's got the worst job on planet Earth. I mean, seriously, I don't feel sorry for her because she's making big bucks. And she didn't believe what she was saying and defending the president. She could quit. Press secretaries quit all the time. So I don't feel sorry for her. But what a job. One of the press, I don't know who it was, it wasn't somebody from Fox, but somebody said during the break, you know, the president, when speaking with George Stephanopoulos, made a promise that America would not leave until all the Americans were out. Was it wrong for him to make that promise? And his press secretary said, well, that was before, you know, the 13 people were killed and the terrorist attack. And then the member of the press said, well, then was it a mistake for him to make that promise? She wouldn't answer. She would not answer whether it was a mistake or not. She just said, well, we still intend to get everybody out. And then the member of the press said, but the president said that we would not leave until everyone was out. And she simply repeated, well, our goal is still to get everybody out. Okay. All right. That's enough. The state of Ohio has joined 19 other states to sue the Biden administration over LGBTQ protections. Yeah, Attorney General Dave Yost has joined 19 other attorneys general who are suing the president's administration seeking to halt federal directives that extend federal sex discrimination protections to LGBTQ plus people. Now, what this is about. Back when President Obama was president, he issued some executive orders ordering public schools all across America, elementary, middle school, high school, and universities, that they could not discriminate against transgender kids. And the bottom line of that is, if a boy says that he is a girl and wants to compete in track against girls, he's a boy, biologically, anatomically a boy. But if he identifies as a girl and wants to compete against girls in athletics, then the school has to allow him to do that. If a boy, biologically, anatomically, identifies as a girl and says, I want to go take a shower with the girls, schools can't stop that boy from barging into the girls' locker room, showers, and so on and so forth. Well, that was an Obama administration directive. Very controversial at the time, but when President Trump was elected, he reversed that. President Trump said, are you nuts? What do you mean? We are going to force schools to allow a boy into the girls' bathroom, showers, locker room. No. And Trump reversed it. Okay. Well, as soon as President Biden was elected, he reinstated it and went even further than Obama. Yeah. Well, states across the country have been passing legislation. And the legislation says, hey, boys are boys, girls are girls, and you use the bathroom of your biological sex, the sex on your birth certificate. When you participate in sports, you participate in the sport of your biological sex, the sex that is on the gender that is on your birth certificate. Well, the Biden administration is fighting very hard against those laws, and they are appealing to this federal mandate that requires schools to allow biological boys to compete with girls, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, attorneys general from 20 different states, including the state of Ohio, has sued the Biden administration to protect primarily girls. Now, folks, this is the bottom line. Not many girls want to compete against boys. In fact, I don't know of any. Now, think about that. We have cases all across the country where boys are fighting to compete against other girls. Well, why not? You have a physical, anatomical, muscular advantage, even if you're on hormone replacement, and so you still have an advantage. But I don't know of a single girl who identifies as a boy is trying to compete in athletics against boys. It doesn't happen. So this is primarily to protect girls. Tennessee Attorney General Herbert Slattery filed the lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Knoxville, arguing, quote, that legal interpretations by the U.S. Department of Education and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission are based on a faulty view of U.S. Supreme Court case law. Well, joining the Tennessee lawsuit, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, and West Virginia. These 20 states want to protect girls. Good for them. And so they have filed a federal lawsuit against the Biden administration. Quote, the lawsuit asks a judge for a number of declarations about Title IX in schools and Title VII in the workplace that they don't prohibit schools and employers from having showers, locker rooms, bathrooms, and other living facilities separated by biological sex. Now, if you are older than 40 years old, would you ever dream that attorneys general in 20 states would be suing the federal government for the right to designate, that's the boys' shower, that's the girls' shower. That's the boys' track team, that's the girls' track team. In your wildest imaginations, did you think we would ever live this long that the federal government would have to be sued so that a school could have the right to refuse to allow a boy into the girls' showers? That is where we are. That they do not require employers, school employees, or students to use a transgender person's preferred pronouns. That they do not prohibit having school sports separated by biological sex, and that they do not prohibit workplace dress codes based on biological sex. In other words, if you're an employer and you have a man and he comes dressed in drag, which is going to offend a lot of your customers, drive away business, you can actually say, you know, we have a dress code here, and the men wear this, the women wear this. Again, imagine that we have come to the place where we have to sue for this. Quote, the Department of Justice yesterday did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the lawsuit. I congratulate Dave Yost, our attorney general here in the state of Ohio, for joining this lawsuit against the Biden administration. And may I say this as kindly as I possibly can? To those of you who voted for Joe Biden, do you really want middle schools and high schools to be forced to allow a boy to shower with the girls? Did you really want that when you voted for him? Honest question. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Before we move any further into any other topic, I'm going to go to the phones because I've got Philip in New Albany, Ohio. Hey, Philip, thanks for calling. You're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hey, love to listen to you. You're really spreading the word. I love it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were talking about Biden and his push for... Have you watched the video of Biden to the song "I Sniffed a Girl"?
No, I have not seen that. No,
look that up.
No,
that will tell you everything
not.
You need to know about Joe Biden. He is creepy. It's a very disturbing video. Watch it. He sniffs a lot of little girls. It's very, very disturbing. But he has a weird agenda, and I agree. What he's doing is absolutely wrong. But watch that video and you'll know.
And you know, I think it's interesting that when Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh was being confirmed, you know, one woman brought up accusations from, if I remember correctly, like 40 years before. She had no witnesses whatsoever, not even one, no corroborating evidence whatsoever, no one individual to corroborate her accusation. And the liberal left and the Democrats went absolutely insane over that, trying to block his confirmation. The accusations of sexual improprieties against Joe Biden were much more substantiated than anything against Kavanaugh, and yet it was completely ignored. And then we got all this stuff about Governor Cuomo, Joe Biden says, well, yeah, he should resign. Well, the same accusations were made about Joe Biden.
And yet, if you watch that video and you don't feel disturbed, there's something wrong with you. If that was your little girl that he is touching and sniffing, it's just weird.
Well,
so watch that, and that's all I wanted to say.
All right.
But
thanks,
you're doing great, Bob. I love you.
All right. thanks. I appreciate it. All right. No, I have not seen that video. I don't know that I want to. But it's interesting how the press and even the general public treats accusations of sexual impropriety and so forth, depending upon the party. If it's a Democrat, no big deal. If it's a Republican, oh my goodness! And when the accusations, you know, when the accusation, I started to say accusations, plural, when the accusation came up against Kavanaugh, where were the feminists? Where were the women? Where was the Me Too movement? Where were all of those people who said, well, I'm sorry. When Kavanaugh was accused, all of those people were screaming and yelling, he can't be confirmed, you know. But where were they when Biden was accused? When it was Kavanaugh, the mantra from the left was all women have to be believed. In fact, Joe Biden said that. All women have to be believed. Unless, of course, the accusation is against a liberal leftist. Well, then we don't believe the women. Hey, here's some breaking news. Those of you who live in the Lexington School District, just now, the Lexington School District sent out a letter, and you are going to remote learning for the next 2 weeks. No in-class for the next 2 weeks. It will be remote learning only in the Lexington schools. Quote, we have seen an increase in symptomatic students being sent home from school and have an increase in general illnesses and COVID-related illnesses and absences due to staff health and lack of substitutes. Lexington local schools will be moving to remote learning for a 2-week period beginning tomorrow. So I know we have a lot of listeners in that school district. All of the students, remote learning at home for at least 2 weeks. The plan is that in class, in person, will resume on Monday, September 20th. But just wanted to pass that along as a public service for those of you who have students in the Lexington schools. All right, top of the hour break, and then we'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.